AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House is now debating and is expected to vote soon on reauthorizing FISA, the law that lets intelligence agencies spy on foreign nationals overseas without obtaining a warrant. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Congress,
"It helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and we made, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans."
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Arizona today to talk about the state Supreme Court decision upholding a Civil War era law that outlaws almost all abortions in the state. Donald Trump will hold what's being billed as a news conference alongside House Speaker Mike Johnson from Mar-a-Lago this evening. On Monday, he'll be a defendant in his first criminal case. Jury selection in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial begins in New York. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from the Dodger. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Next year's race for Wisconsin Supreme Court appears to be more wide open now that Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Conservative Judge Brad Schimel is the only candidate so far, but liberals Susan Crawford and Chris Taylor are now said to be thinking about it. The winner of next year's race will likely decide the court's ideological majority. Clean water advocates say they're happy with the EPA's new legally enforceable benchmark for PFAS in drinking water. Lynn Thorpe of Clean Water Action says it's not enough to clean up PFAS already in the water.
We need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water last year, but the new federal standard is stricter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Some Dane County board members want to ban supervisors from applying for other jobs in county government while serving on the board. Supervisor Rick Rose of Madison's East Side introduced two proposals yesterday. They were prompted by former supervisor Cecily Castillo, who quit the board last month and accepted the job of chief of staff to the county board the next day. The ordinance amendments will go to committee next and then to the full board in May. Three people are dead, including a 13-year-old girl. A five-month-old baby is in state custody after what authorities say began as a homicide in Dubuque and ended just north of Edgerton Wednesday night into yesterday morning. Authorities say a man and the girl shot at deputies during a chase. They say he broke into a house and eventually killed himself. The girl was later found dead in the woods, but they're not saying how she died. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Baltimore. On the mound, Freddy Peralta against the Orioles' right-hander Tyler Wells. Yesterday's game in Cincinnati was rained out. A makeup date against the Reds is set for August. NBA, the Bucks in OKC to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks able to win their last two in Milwaukee against the Celtics and the Magic. Chris Middleton expected to return after sitting out Wednesday. Patrick Beverley on what it's like playing alongside players like Giannis or Damian Lillard.
My whole career I've been fortunate to play with a ton of superstars, you know, a ton, literally damn near all of them. You know? So it's an easy game, obviously. You got Dame, Chris, and Giannis, and Brooke, and there's so much out there. You know, teams have to help somewhere. Obviously, they're going to leave me, and that's up to me to make shots. Today, a different game. You know, I know I'm going to play a ton of minutes. Points going to come. It's all about playing winning basketball.
That's the Bucks' Patrick Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today and a bit breezy as winds are whipping out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour, dragging our high temperatures down to the upper 50s. Sunshine stays abundant all weekend long and temperatures rise into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Friday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Emerson Lehman, Rob Thomas, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The president has been very clear that if he gets Democratic-controlled Senate and House, and of course the White House back, that we will pass a national codification of Roe, bringing abortion rights back to this country. I think that is very clear. I think maybe his wording might be different than ours, but they've been very clear about where they stand on this. They do not want to see Arizona laws on the books, the laws that are going to imprison doctors and nurses that are going to be empowered by radical, extremists, and dangerous candidates like Carrie Lake. And when we have the right Senate, House and person in the White House, will be able to pass a real protection of abortion rights for the women in this country.
Thank you, future Senator Ruben Gallego of the great state of Arizona, who hopefully will join us at Venus. Phoenix, actually, liberal, who knows? John Fugelsang is running through an airport.
Yes, he
like
is.
OJ.
Like OJ.
And I think his flight leaves in like a half an hour or so.
Everything comes back to OJ.
Everything
OJ.
OJ this week. So we will maybe talk to him. But hey, look who's here. Welcome to 1994 Stephanie Miller Radio Show. Hi. My boarding pass. Angela, my boarding pass. We're calling friends in love. I'm all packed, pretty much.
You're still packing right down here. I saw you.
Is that cereal? In the little bag?
No, it's rice crackers for the plane.
You're like a toddler.
You are.
I bring snacks.
Sometimes Frangela wants snacks, too. Hi, Frangela. I brought snacks.
Look at you. I'm so proud.
I got my paper boarding pass. We had a whole thing because, as you know, because we travel together, the guy that owns the show always calls right when I'm going through security, and then my thing goes off my phone. So,
okay, yeah. Checking that you know you're going to Minneapolis for Sexy Liberal. Are you at the airport?
Okay. Oh. Hi, Frangela. Welcome to 1994 Stephanie Miller Radio Show. What do you think about OJ? Was he guilty?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday on The Final Word. And Angela and I were saying that we both had different experiences of that trial. Because I, you know, living in Chicago, race was on trial, not right. OJ.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like been right after the Rodney King beatings, all of that.
Yep.
And, you know, and so it was really seen through that prism.
Yeah.
And people talked about it like that. And I was, you know, and what I recognize afterwards is like, oh, wow, this entire trial got wagged by the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. You use the word prism. We all saw it differently. Like I was saying, as a woman and someone that's experienced domestic violence, I saw it as a domestic violence thing. You know, I think you're right. Being here in L.A., you know, we had just been through Rodney King. Someone mentioned the Rampart. So we were saying, like, two things can be true at once. It's like, yes, the, you know, police can be corrupt as hell, and O.J. was guilty, you know.
That's
and,
right.
And I always said at the time, I felt like justice wasn't black or white. It was green. It was how much reasonable doubt can you buy, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and I thought there is a straight line, too, between that coverage and where we are today in the coverage of Trump. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just the sensational. Up to the fact that we were saying O.J. quoted Donald Trump in a tweet like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And he remained a despicable liar to the end. He said, oh, I'm not in hospice. I'm not dying. Like Donald Trump says, that's fake news. Right? I mean, it's yeah. So.
Yeah. I think that what I, you know, remember most about the O.J. trial, when we were talking about yesterday, you know, I've been thinking about it, obviously.
Yeah.
And I realized that I grew up in a house with a lawyer, mm-hmm, a lawyer who worked in the criminal justice system and who was she was chief of the police commission, I think maybe even at that time, my mother.
Yeah.
And my stepfather was a lawyer. So my experience of that trial was standing next to lawyers.
Yeah.
Telling me this man is guilty and they're screwing up this prosecution. And I remember really understanding that Mark Furman was quite clearly a racist, and I believe planted evidence. But I think he planted evidence on a guilty person, which the cops do,
right,
especially in L.A. They arrest you for something maybe you did, and if you're black, they add some stuff to it. They add more drugs to your pot. They do whatever. And so that's, I think both things were true. And that's been really hard. And being told, it's another example of being told what the black community thought when you're in the black community.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just, you know, we are individuals.
Yeah. Well, no, we've had some good discussions this morning. You know, we've had some African-American callers that say O.J. is guilty. It's the double, and explaining also cops are corrupt, which now we've seen so many times. Yeah. You know, Chris was just talking about an incident yesterday. We talked about Eric Garner. We've talked about, obviously, George Floyd. You know, so there's been all these years now of us seeing so much police corruption and unfairness in the racial, in the, but I was saying, to me, well, you know, you can't avoid the orange is the new black joke because, you know, Donald Trump has, it's more about fame and money and how much, in terms of how much he's gotten away with, right?
And I think this country's unwillingness, as it has always had, to hold white men accountable for their crimes, whether they be rich or poor, you know, particularly crimes that may have been committed against black and brown people. Which his election interference, I mean, calling the election stolen, trying to take away Detroit's votes, trying to take away, you know, Alabama's vote. Like the reality here is that it's all the same.
Yeah. I was talking about that. I was in my late night TV show at the time, and we were all very tight staff, you know, and we were all in hair and makeup when the verdict came down. And I thought, I mean, you know me, I've been this little, you know, lame ass liberal white girl forever, and I remember at the time I was shocked that all the white people were like, oh, and the black people on my staff were like, yay. We all turned and looked at each other, and it's just, but it is interesting in that moment realizing how differently people,
and for me, that's what happened. That's what, when I look back at that, I go, black people were hoping for a verdict that was about black pain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think in that moment, because once we started talking about the police and the police and how police treated black people, all of a sudden somebody, O.J. Simpson, who was very much a biscuit maker, like Kevin Scott.
Thank you.
This is what one of our African-American callers just said, Francis, and I said one of my best friends who was black said at the time, like, O.J.'s never, he left the black community. He never dated a black woman. He had wanted to get in white country clubs that didn't allow black people, only wanted to play golf with white people.
That's right.
Somebody reminded us of when they did the jury walk through his house and they replaced all the art with black artwork, which he never had.
Yeah. You know what? And the issue is that he was a proud token. Okay? He was a proud token until it didn't serve him anymore. But see, here's the thing. That didn't matter because he could buy what he bought was Johnny Cochran's mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole team.
Who knew he was
that
guilty?
Whole team.
Yeah, Dan Abrams was saying Johnny Cochran would say behind closed doors he knew he was guilty, right?
Right. Absolutely. You know, so what we got was Johnny Cochran's blackness. What we got was Johnny Cochran's understanding of the system and how to make it work for his black client. And what we saw was a really great team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I
and
tell you how I love the through line that we have, that Biscuits has been thrown into the OJ coverage now in 2025.
That's what I'm saying.
Biscuits have been called.
Cap.
But so because I think that's, but you're right, that's what white people were like, but why him? He's clearly guilty and he's rejected the black community and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Francis, to your point that I think black people have experienced so much, you know, injustice in the criminal justice system for so many years. He just became the, you know, the flashpoint, right?
That's right. That's right. And which was, and he was a horrible flashpoint because he was a guilty murderer.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that made me angry yesterday is that we start with his football career. No, you start with the murder.
Yeah. And I thought,
the murderer died.
Talk about the through line, despicable Alan Dershowitz, who has defended Donald Trump, who OJ just cited in his last tweet. He said, how did he say it? He offered his sincere condolences to the families of Simpson's alleged victims and said he would have represented them instead if they'd called me first. Well, I'm sorry. They didn't call me, so I had to represent the double murderer. I mean, it just, right? But
Money talks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, to me, the OJ situation, what it had a lot to do, it's sort of a grotesque continuation of the Marion Barry, right? Because the thing about Marion Barry was, yeah, he was doing cocaine and hanging out with prostitutes, and he was wrong as rain.
And
when
bitch
he got voted back in, I celebrated because we're like, there you go, because this is the thing.
By the way, the bitch did set him up. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Racist white people were angry. Angry, and there is a little bit of glee when you piss people off like that, you know. So it's, but this is a grotesque example of it, and I feel like, you know, if anything, the way I look at it is when you've seen nothing but injustice, then if there's something where one of us, whether he thinks he is of us, gets through, people get a little, there's something to that. There's some positive feeling that can come from that, and that's sad. That's what we hope for out of this system.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're hoping for that. We're hoping for misplaced white justice for a black man.
Yeah, we an African-American female prosecutor just called in, attorney called in a little while ago. And again, the two things are, she said OJ was guilty, but she said you have to understand the black woman in that jury. You know, you're seeing the Mark Furman, you're seeing this. And he said, you know, what does she call the prosecution? One hood short of a Klan rally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and she said you can understand why they felt the verdict was correct, even though OJ was guilty. I mean, but yes. Here's the other through line, by the way, that, you know, he obviously was found guilty in the civil trial. Like, you know, the people on the right trying to defend Trump and see he's not a rapist because, it wasn't a criminal rape. It was only a civil rape. I mean, it's just, you know. This is where we've come, and also we remembered all the swamp creatures that the OJ trial brought us,
right?
Including Kardashians and
Megyn Kelly, Laura Ingraham,
Nancy
Grace. They all came out of the OJ trial coverage.
Yeah. They crawled up out of that ooze.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but we were saying there's a straight line in the coverage that I think we've never really recovered. You know, that's how they covered Trump.
Well, it also killed the soap opera. Because all the networks carried the trial from beginning until end and preempted all the soap operas.
And that was not right.
It killed the soap opera. There are only like two or three left.
The greatest crime of the whole situation.
Yeah, no more All My Children. Right. Come on, people.
Right. No more Guiding Light. No more One Life to Live. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had one life to live, let me tell you.
I'm going to go with the Kardashianizing of America.
Well,
is the worst thing. Because everything's a reality show now. OJ was the original reality show. Then you had Kardashians and Trump, The Apprentice. And this is still someone was saying, you know, that like he's entertainment. That to his base.
Right.
Like, we don't want our president to be entertainment. I want him to do president. I want him to do stuff for people. I don't think of him as entertainment, you know, and but that's part of why we are where we are, right?
Well, absolutely. I was telling Angela, I was working in an office and they wheeled in a television and plugged it in. And, you know, I was at the Chicago Cultural Center. And we had that case on for 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the office.
Yep. Yep. Every TV at the gym that I would be at would be turned to the trial. I was on.
Oh my God.
I still had
Blanco Blanco tourists.
Yeah.
Blanco Blanco.
I was working on a country music station at the time of the verdict.
Yeah.
We took the verdict live instead of playing music because that's how much people cared about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't have cell phones there. So you were, if you were in a place and they were watching OJ, you could watch anything else.
No.
You could, there wasn't like you go, oh, I'm going to go watch Nickelodeon. No.
By the way, is Blanco That's Blanco?
All there was.
Blanco Blanco. Is that lady still around? Should we book her? She's still with us.
She hightailed it back down to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blanco Blanco.
I think she was from El Salvador.
Yeah. And as soon as her testimony was done, she left the country.
That'd be a fun booking. Just saying. A little random. Okay.
And my friend can translate because she did it at the trial. So.
That's right. That's right. All right, 21 minutes.
You have a connection to everything.
It's 1 degree of Jody Hamilton separation.
Everybody.
I don't.
Kevin Bacon's like, how do I get connected to more people through like Jody?
My sister's connected to him.
All right, see?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Me too. Yes, 21. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maury's Nature's Blend. Twombly, come here. Twombly. You want... I love Angela's dogs. Okay, I'm just saying Dr. Marty's the best dog food in the world. And best cat food as well, because he's the best. He's a miracle worker, according to Forbes magazine. You wouldn't think it would be that hard, right? You want to feed your real children real food. Why wouldn't you want to feed your furry children real food?
Exactly.
It's real food. It's not just real food. Superfood. Salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale. The first four ingredients are turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it is amazing real food. There's no squeezing wet food out of a bag. It's freeze-dried raw. Dried to the touch. It is pantry-safe, shelf-stable, and they go absolute crazy for that raw freeze-dried flavor. Right now, get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, Bonnie. Hi. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Ongoing train wreck aside, I love this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. There are so many dog food brands out there, right? It can be hard to cut through the noise, figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet
food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treat. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies, and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Do not rat me out to Angela V. Shelton.
What happened?
See, I'm so scared of all of you that I went ahead and finished packing. Because you were ratting me out that I wasn't entirely done packing. I have my boarding pass. I'm good to go. All right.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I've done none of those things. And my joy is killed.
Angela and I could totally travel fine together.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so scared.
I'm already packed
I'm
for
so
that
scared.
Trip and we haven't even planned it, Jody.
Exactly.
I'm so scared of Angela. Okay. All right, welcome
you
to
know how we deal with fear? We plan ahead.
Yes.
Welcome to 1994 Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Larry Merrill, what do you think about OJ? You're on with friends.
Well, good morning, Stephanie. I have a question I think that's been raised before, but not necessarily to the extent which I wish to discuss it, and that is Mark Furman was at the center of this investigation and was a lead detective, and it's almost like having Bull Connor do the evaluation and assessment of Martin Luther King's assassination. Mm-hmm. Furman was an avowed racist, found the material that everybody is saying contributed to O.J. being found guilty, but yet no one wants to admit that, given his political views, that this evidence could have been planted and or that LAPD was up to no good.
Right.
Furman was forced to leave the force after the trial.
Right. The other irony, and two things are true at once for Angela, is a lot of people were talking about how, like a lot of famous people, he got special treatment by LAPD. How many times do they come out for domestic violence and they're like, hey, Juice, how you doing, Juice? You know? Nothing
Ask
happened.
His first wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How that worked out for her.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela. Wee.
City, where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is back from a trip to Israel, where he says he met with the parents of one of the hostages taken at the October Music Festival that sparked the Gaza War. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave the profession or leave Wisconsin after 6 years, and it's not just the low pay.
They are still being asked to take their work home with them. They are being asked to work over the weekends. They are often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison's new school superintendent says his priorities are engaging with the community, understanding student challenges, and improving Madison's dual language immersion programs. Joe Gothard held a press conference yesterday. Gothard is a former Madison administrator, teacher, and coach who's been leading the St. Paul, Minnesota public school district for the last 7 years. He'll take over the Madison office on May 20th. A teenager is under arrest in connection with a shooting that killed a man in Beloit last Friday. Police carried out searches on two homes yesterday and arrested the suspect. It was Beloit's first homicide of 2024. A police officer shot and killed a man in Beloit last month. Meanwhile, 16-year-olds are typically referred to juvenile court, but authorities in Wisconsin have the option to move young defendants into adult court for serious crimes like homicide. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and a bit breezy as winds are whipping out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour, dragging our high temperatures down to the upper 50s. Sunshine stays abundant all weekend long and temperatures rise into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Trump opposes the law and this ruling, or you can believe Joe's make-pretend Donald Trump that doesn't exist. And you know what? Arizona's governor is a Democrat. The state's attorney general is a Democrat. The state legislature is almost evenly divided. If Democrats, you want to get rid of the law, well, you have a chance right now to get rid of it. And I would advise you, get rid of it.
They were blocked. Oh, you like Democrats to help you out of this political show you've gotten yourselves in?
Chris, who tweeted about the Bible? I'm looking forward to the part where it says God wants big government to force citizens to be pregnant against their will by their rapists.
Judge Doom.
No, that would be John Fugelsang. Who said, so he's telling the evangelicals who he needs that he's fine with abortion being performed in some states. He's telling the independents who he needs that he's fine with abortion being totally banned, even for rape and incest in other states. And he's telling everyone he's scared because now he understands how stupid it was. Who said that?
Judge Reinhold.
No,
tell
this
the judges.
Guy on the line from the airport.
What?
Fugelsang. Hi, John Fugelsang.
Hey, greetings from Newark. I've waited my whole life to join your show from this airport. It's really a pleasure.
I was there not too long ago.
Say hello to Frangela, your co-stars.
Hi, Frangela. I'm so excited to bring the audience down to my level and you save the room again. I'm looking forward to it.
So hard to recover from you, John. No, I was saying that you have to go to the airport extra early because they assume you're smuggling something in those pants, like maybe illicit anacondas or something. It's awkward, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's all these Bibles I'm selling at the merch table. They're really heavy, and it takes me a long time to get through security.
Sorry. Okay. Because
that's okay. And by the way, I'm also selling Bibles at the conservative show over there in Minneapolis. But that's just, I have Kyle Rittenhouse's book with a Bible cover on top. So Kyle Rittenhouse's book is popular with people who like both Kyle Rittenhouse and books. So it's pretty cheap.
Speaking of murderers, has your radio show also turned into 1994? What do you think about OJ show? After this,
let me
week?
Tell you something. I want to tell you. You people can sneer all you want, but the only reason OJ Simpson is in hell right now is to continue his search for the real killers.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
He said he'd chase them to the edges of hell, and that's where he is right now. And he's getting the golf game ready for Trump, so it's all working out.
You quoted Trump this week. Just let's go to some other racism. He said any Jewish person who votes for Democrat or Biden should have their head examined. And you said any Christian who votes for Republican or Trump should have their New Testaments examined. Mm-hmm. I mean,
why does every Jewish person have to vote based on Israel? Like, is there any other group that Donald Trump demands loyalty to a foreign state? This dual nationality crap of his is just anti-Semitism 101. For him to say Jewish Americans who vote for Biden don't love Israel, Christian Americans who vote for Trump haven't read the Bible.
Yeah. One last one. We've been calling out this Republican hypocrisy on abortion over and over, but here's a perfect one. You retweeted GOP Senator Steve Daines said Republicans who do not support a federal ban on abortion. That's a lie you're hearing from Democrats to scare voters. He is one of two original co-sponsors of Lindsey Graham's federal abortion ban.
They are
shameless. They're going to be shameless in lying to people about their position, right?
I'm so shocked that people who would pose with checks for infrastructure plans they voted against would be hypocrites on abortion. But that's how scared they are. Look at how terrified Carrie Lake is right now.
Yeah.
She was supporting this this 1864 law every time she could, and now she's read the polls. So is Trump. They realize how stupid it is. So now she's trying to run away from it. It's good news. It shows how terrified they are because they know how stupid this whole choice was.
Yeah. Arizona's going blue, particularly after Sexy Liberal gets to Phoenix. When is that?
September.
Thank you. All right. John Fugelsang, we have to say goodbye now because Frangela and I want to watch you walk away and see your cute butt.
That's
so,
okay.
Bye-bye.
I've got to go board a flight right now and say the same things about you three. So,
yeah.
Say hi to Ron for us.
Yeah, walk real
slow.
Yeah, walk real slow.
Congrats, Senator Ruben Gallego. He had a good week. It was nice to see him elected early.
Yep. Yeah. Let's get him on panel for Phoenix Sexy Liberal. Goodbye, Dom. Walk real slow when you walk away. See ya.
Bye, kids.
Bye. That's kind of the whole reason for the tour for me is sexually harassing John and, and Hal.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
It's your duty. Your duty to that booty. I'm sorry. I fell into it.
Did you say duty to hit that booty?
To get that booty, she did.
We need a new tagline for this tour.
Yeah.
So, Frangela, we were saying more despicable even than their stance on abortion is the fact that they think we're stupid now. They think like we're like the Steve Dane, like that we don't see them. That we just that somehow they're going to trick us into thinking they're not, you know, that they're moderating on abortion, whether it's Trump or any of them. They're not.
They're not. And what I find really interesting is that their electorate will accept those answers even though, because the reality is that they're getting the work done.
Yeah.
So they can walk out there in front of us and say lies to placate the media so that they don't get pressed. I mean, the fact that you don't, if you don't press Carrie Lake every single time you see her in the light of day or in the cover of the moon about 1864, you aren't doing your job.
Yeah. Yeah. She can go out in moonlight without a filter, so you may see her under the cover of the moon. Here is future Senator Ruben Gallego, star of Stage Screen, and of course, Phoenix Sexy Liberal. I'm just going to say, I'm putting it on my vision board.
They're trying to run away from what they've been advocating this whole time. You know, Carrie Lake, for example, now is saying that she is against this when she cited the actual statute, which is a statute, again, that has no exceptions for rape or incest when it comes to getting an abortion, would jail our doctors and our nurses. And now, because she has seen the outrage and because she will lie and do whatever she can to win, she is basically flip-flopping on her position, but she cannot be trusted.
Yeah, the headline this morning, Frangela, Arizona GOP refuses to repeal total abortion ban. I keep saying, are they trying to piss women off more? Like, they think Roe v. Wade wasn't enough. They're just like, and you're a C-word and your mother's a whore. And also, we're going back to 1864. I mean, seriously. I guess it's great politically, but it is just infuriating, isn't it?
Well, I think it's absolutely infuriating. And what we have to be really mindful of is, you're absolutely right, we got to call these people out for this every time they speak, because they are simply saying what they need to say. They're like 5-year-olds getting caught doing something wrong. Like, I didn't do it. The dog did it. I didn't. Like, they'll say whatever they can in that moment.
Yeah. So trial is supposed to start Monday. What do you think Trump's going to pull before then? And is it going to work?
He's going to get sick. That's my next thing, is he's going to be sick. Think he has COVID or something.
Yeah, he's going to have a tummy ache. He's going to be like, oh, we need this trial, my tummy ache.
And you know what?
No.
No. We've already volunteered to bring saltines and ginger ale. We will sit next to him and help him through
chicken
that.
Chicken soup.
Right?
You are helpers.
I got Campbell soup on the back eye right now, just bubbling. Bubbling.
Some hydroxychloroquine.
I mean,
yeah, we got some of that
in the
for
pocket.
Him.
Yes,
some
horse paste or whatever that stuff is. Bring that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Glenn Kirshner says even if he fires his lawyers, that's the one thing they're saying he could try last minute. He doesn't think it's going to work. We're on our 10th delay tactic, if you're keeping track. So, I know we're so used to him getting away with you know, at the last minute that I guess we'll believe it when we see it Monday morning, right?
I can't wait. Because he has to be there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl.
It's a criminal case. He has to be there.
It's exciting.
Yep.
It's exciting. I love that grumpy puss on his face. Remember when he stomped out of the last one? Here's the breaking news today we talked to Glenn about. Trump's defense in the Mar-a-Lago documents case suffered a big blow after attorney Evan Corcoran departed. Corcoran's departure was so significant because it now frees him to be a witness against his one-time client due to notes he took about Trump's actions that showed the president engaging in obstruction. I love this part. One analyst said, Donald Trump hates lawyers who take notes. As you do when you're a lifelong criminal, you don't want people writing it down. He said, actually, real lawyers do take notes, and it's those notes, the contemporaneous voice recordings. Oh, there's tape of, Lordy, there's tape here, too. That Evan Corcoran did that are being used against Trump in the Mar-a-Lago case, particularly on the obstruction angle to show intent. So if Trump is finally pushing him aside, that shows that they expect their efforts to get his testimony suppressed are likely going to fail. I don't know if it's going to matter because of Judge Cannon, but, you know, is it time? Glenn said it's time for the writ of Matt Damon.
That's what it is.
Right.
Whatever that thing is. Yeah. With Judge Cannon. So I guess we'll see. But it is so clear that she's waiting till they get to trial to dismiss it, right, where they can't retry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my hope is he's already in jail.
Right.
By then.
Right.
You know, because there are so many other indictments.
Right. Because we're all liberal helpers, we've already had the discussion this week. Is it like a two prison jumpsuits? Like, is he in an orange one already? He has to put the striped one on over it? Or is it, you know? Yeah.
Maybe like a scarf, like, or a cape. They make a cape out of the striped one.
Mm,
and use the orange. It's a pop-up color.
Yes. Oh, what's that, Angela? Because I was for like giving just cutting them down the middle and sewing half and half together.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
also lovely.
See, because I think all orange, we're afraid of, he'll be invisible, and you'd have to put a bell on him, or he'd be invisible like Barbara Hershey in The Entity. Because it,
no, I think it's the bell. The idea of the bell on him.
Yes.
The Entity was invisible. Barbara Hershey was never
invisible. No, Barbara Hershey was not invisible.
Right.
But he's the evil one, so he's the Entity.
He's the Entity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin in D.C. You're on with Frangela.
Well, good morning, all.
Good morning to 1994 Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, how about that, Audrey? Go ahead.
Exactly. I just want to say quickly, I said at the time, and I still say the man was guiltier than the preacher caught in a whorehouse with his pants down, but it's quite true. I was telling people, especially white colleagues, I said, look, I would say it five times like Beetlejuice, he's guilty. But perhaps now you understand black people for generations, how they felt when smirking Klansmen would stalk out of a courthouse and admit they did it afterwards. That happened time and time again. So
surprise that Mark Furman became a legal commentator on Fox News?
No.
I mean, it's just all these right Dershowitz, all these dirtbags. Yeah,
couldn't see that coming, huh? Mm-hmm. he'd be on Fox. But hopefully, wouldn't it be a full circle if a black man, I never considered him, you know, he's one of my rare exceptions for calling Stella because, you know, I'm sensitive about that, but I couldn't stand that guy. But wouldn't it be a full circle thing if he got away with it, but Trump, a rich white man, is found guilty?
Exactly. I will avoid the orange is the new black joke again. But anyway, I think that's part of what, you know, just our belief in the justice system is what's at stake here. And again, to me, it's more like rich, famous people being able to get away with anything. And so
money will buy you a way out, mm-hmm. or at the very least, soften or cushion your experience.
Right.
And that is what it is,
right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, Donald Trump is not supposed to have this much freedom. He's supposed to be locked up, Bernie Madoff style right now. What is he supposed to be? Snatched.
Okay. That's our new, now I've forgotten the whole premise. Oh, it's Judge Collier.
Yes.
And Angela is Dog the Bounty Hunter, basically, because she's the one that's going to say.
No.
Okay, 47. And then I make a dirty joke about my. Okay.
Well, that anyway.
Nah, yeah. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Chris's Muscles and also Nick in Nebraska's Muscles, which we will see on display at Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Sexy Liberal. Brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Protein.
Look at, he's never more than like a foot away from protein. It's right there. I already saw him have his chicken this morning, and that's right there.
Yep.
The whey protein. Jody and I like the plant protein. Either way, one scoop, man, and you are just powering up your muscles. Tony Horton, the P90X guy, thought of it. He got shingles. He almost, took a dirt nap. You know what I'm saying?
Kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Now he looks better than ever, feels amazing. He discovered a high-impact protein, and it is it's called HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Imagine building up that muscle. My friend Wanda was recovering from cancer. She wanted to build her muscle mass back up but wasn't strong enough to exercise a lot. She's taking this. It is amazing stuff. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS. Save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
All right.
healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stephanie Miller Show. This portion brought to you by my travel genius self.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to pick. You know what I picked? I picked the probiotic cream, the moisturizer, because that comes in a nice thin thing, and then the immediate effects under eye stuff.
Oh.
Oh, and Gen 90, because that also comes in a little thin thing. They're so travelable.
They are.
Is that a name? Is that
not
a word?
Really.
Not really. Gen 90 is the newest, I'm telling you. You can feel it working because it's tingly, tingly, tingly. and you feel it tightening. I use it, you know, anywhere around your eyes, and frown line, you name it. Maybe you have a lack of sleep. Maybe you're overworked. Maybe you have seasonal allergies. I'm going to get you all fixed up. I'm just saying. You never have to worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free. That's important, Chris. What? Yeah. Yeah. And it comes with their luxurious Genucel XV. We all start our day with that. The Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. Ooh, it's so luxurious. Go to Genucel.com right now for an incredible package. Over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Plus, you get an extra 10% off automatically.
What?
Apply to checkout at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Order now. Get a free limited edition spa box. And bonus gifts with free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie. Oh, Frangela, this is sad. GOP minority outreach centers in Nevada have been quietly shuttered.
Aww.
They're just, no, don't give up now. In 20 and 22, the RNC, Nevada GOP, made a very well-publicized push to attract voters of color by opening several minority outreach centers in Vegas and across other swing states. Those locations are... No in casa. No.
Right now, what the GOP's plan is to make sure that if you are perceived as a migrant worker or a person who is of another color, they want to sweep you up off the streets in the states and put you in jail. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, outreach plan now.
It's like we were saying, the dog whistle has just become dog, you know, bullhorn now. They don't, I mean, they really seem to, in every way possible, have just given up on trying to appeal to anybody, I don't know, that's not a rich white guy, I guess.
And anybody who is brown of, I will say it over and over again, who is a woman of color, who is not land owning, who is of the LGBTQIA, you know, community. If you are part of these communities, why would you vote for GOP? They want to sweep you up and put you away.
Yeah.
Under his eye.
That's why I keep why the both sides coverage drives me crazy, Angela, is because, you know, people go, oh, it'll, you know, pretty much, you know, even Jon Stewart said something, you know, similar, like, you know, it's everything's going to be, it'll be okay. It's no, it won't be okay for a lot of us. You know, for rich white guys like you, it'll be okay. Won't be okay for a lot of women, not a women, a lot of people of color, gay people, as you said, Francis, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, let me tell you something about 1864. Not our year.
No kidding.
Not our year.
For none of us.
Our friend Black Knight tweeted, you know, he just said, well, yeah, states' rights. Now we're hearing states' rights. States' rights over and over. He's like, you mean state has a right to put my black ass, to, you know, own my black ass again? I mean.
Exactly.
Again.
If you could go back to 1864 and reach for a law, what does it say to me?
Yeah. I think it's meant to say it. I think it is absolutely meant to say, and if we can't hear when people say what we believe in is 1864 America, then I don't know what to tell you, because that state wasn't even a state. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. One last 1994 Stephanie Miller show. What do you think about OJ, everybody? Jamie in South Dakota. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. First, I want to say that I've been listening to you, your podcasts, and they've always been behind. I just purchased a new truck and discovered you on XM Radio. I'm so pumped about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry we're out of time now. Oh, but he's catching up. So OJ just got killed on his podcast.
Okay. All right. Well.
So OJ just killed someone on his podcast because he's catching up.
Yeah.
Okay. Frangela, we love you. Final word, idiot of the week. Sexyliberal.com is where you get that and tickets, including Minneapolis. Get your last-minute tickets. If you have all the cool kids, will be tomorrow night at the Pantages in Minneapolis. I love you, Frangela.
Right. Love you.
Love you. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Friday noon to 2, warm weather on the way, so too are plastics on our beaches. We'll discuss on Civic Media.
busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.